What's up, rap fans? Welcome to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. Today is May 3rd, and we will be discussing the biggest album of the year, KOD by J. Cole, and also Gate 13 by Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Amp Live, because despite what some people might think, more people than just J. Cole dropped an album last week. We also got to address Kanye West, the Kanye mania craziness that's been going on, making headlines everywhere. His name is on everybody's mind. We'll talk about exactly why. And then we also have our song of the week and new music announcements, which are staples at the end of the show here. So we'll keep that going. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at hiphopenth, HIPHOPENTH. But let's get right into it. J. Cole, KOD, out of nowhere, no rollout, no lead up, just gave us a 1 week notice, and bang, it was on our doorsteps. So let's talk about what we got. First off, J. Cole tweeted going into this album, KOD equals Kids on Drugs, King Overdosed, and Kill Our Demons. And he said, I'm going to leave the rest up to you. So he didn't give us much of a pattern, but he implies there is somewhat of a concept going on here. What we do know and what I took away from this album is it makes a big statement on drug culture, addiction, and current hip-hop trends. Concept is not a word I would use to describe necessarily. If there is one, it's very loose. I would rather describe this as just a very thematically focused album. From the get-go, Cole lets us know he's examining how people cope with their pain and insecurities. He's kind of looking around him. He sees people abusing substances and trying to find solace in the wrong places or by the wrong means. And he just kind of wants to get his word out on it. And while exploring these ideas, he's simultaneously imitating the style that many young, modern rappers use, which is often perceived as kind of this drugged-up, ignorant culture, this new wave of hip-hop. So he's basically taking on two giants in one, but the two giants are kind of intertwined. They're kind of tied together. It's almost like J. Cole is taking out two birds with one stone here. And if we take a deeper look into the tracks, we get a few different themes on various tracks. So one is he describes kind of the ways he used to cope similarly when he knew no better, when he had troubling times, and what he leaned on, what he thought would make him feel better. And ATM is a perfect example of that. It shows him falling in love with money, kind of admitting and kind of regretfully, if you look at some of the lyrics on here, how he got caught up in the riches and the glamour and thought that would kind of mask his problems and make it go away. And he uses this super repetitive chorus, these dancing new wave flows. And if you're just listening to this album and you just hear this one song and you don't think much of Cole and you're not listening to the actual lyrics, you're going to think this is just one of those boring, lazy, repetitive tracks. But if you look at the lyrics, that's really not the case. But like I said, he's taking out two birds with one stone, and this is a perfect track that does that. You also get another track, Kevin's Heart, where he talks about he's tempted to find the easy pleasure in adultery. This has been a theme in previous albums and previous songs we've heard from J. Cole, this temptation. And I gotta say, though, there's really no need for him to bring Kevin Hart back into this. I mean, I know Kevin Hart was on board, but this is brutal, because obviously Kevin Hart cheated on like his pregnant wife, and it was a huge deal, as it should be. But it had kind of blown over a little bit. No one was talking about Kevin Hart, and then J. Cole goes and drops a song about adultery titled Kevin's Heart. Absolutely cutthroat. But these are just a few of the things that Cole was tempted to find peace in just an easy, shallow manner. And the cutoff kind of shows him confronting this, which is really cool. What he does here is you see a feature on the song featuring Kill Edward. And at first you might think, damn, Cole's finally featuring someone on his albums for the first time in like 5 years or however long it's been. But no, Kill Edward is just J. Cole's alter ego with like a lower octave voice and some other effects on there. But you can clearly still tell it's J. Cole. And under this alter ego, it's basically like the immature side of him who wants to find the easy way out, just wants to smoke and drink and get high and whatever to kind of find peace with his mind state. And J. Cole does the verse while Kill Edward does the verses here, and he even directs the verse at this other half of himself, which makes for a really interesting track and just a lot of lines to pick apart in there. Definitely one of my favorites. But the realest tracks on this whole album are where Cole addresses why he's in a state of pain, why he's needing to find comfort. Once an Addict is the peak of this, as he explains the story of like his youth and his mother being basically a heartbroken alcoholic, and all he wanted to do was go up in his room and close the door and forget about it. And he couldn't wait to get out of the house and go off to college and go off to New York City and just leave it all behind him. And now he's looking back on it and he feels this incredible guilt of running away instead of staying and helping his mother. Then you also get the track Brackets, which is your dose of conscious J. Cole, as he's worrying about government corruption, wasted tax dollars. And he's just worrying about like the youth and his community and his culture and people and everything like that. That's a pretty classic Cole song right there. But as you can tell, it's a lot of different perspectives that these tracks take, and they slowly build up this narrative of people needing relief from pain and doing so in unhealthy ways. I did think the climax of all this was kind of weak on the track Friends, where we've had, you know, 6, 7, 8 tracks building up to it, and he pretty much says halfway through Friends, don't medicate, just meditate. And that was kind of the peak. And it was a little bit low for me. I was really expecting a little bit more of a punch, maybe like a full track that fully embraced that idea. Instead, he just simply said, meditate, which I did think was a bit of a letdown, but still the huge concept that he took on and the tracks he did to build it up still impressed me to a large degree. And as I mentioned, Cole does so in a very unfamiliar way that we would expect from J. Cole, operating in a style we've really never seen from him. This is almost exclusively synthetic production. It's like a minimal twist on trap instrumentals. You get really crisp, like artificial drums. It never sounds like organic stuff, never sounds like real instruments for the most part. But that's kind of the wave. That's what's hot right now. That's what's trendy. And that's what he's kind of playing off of. And with this production, you do get just these addictive electronic melodies that play throughout. The song Windowpane probably had the one that just grabbed me the most, but KOD as well just has this smooth bounce to it. It's not the up-in-your-face trap that you're used to, because it's still lyrically focused and wants to put the emphasis on Cole and the words that he's speaking more than the production itself, but it has a really solid bass to fall back on. I do have to say that at times, I did think he overdid this kind of mocking of the younger generation to a degree. I felt like ATM and KOD made the statement that they needed to, and just left not really any reason for tracks like Motivate, or even on the song Kevin's Heart, the style he uses, he opens the verse by saying, slip me a zanny at once, and he uses ad-libs and all this stuff, and I really felt like at that point his point had been made, and so it almost did feel like he was actually being lazy to a degree. Of course, he's still bringing more layers and better lyricism to this like hot in the streets style that a lot of dumbed down rappers are using, but he did seem a little too caught up in it at times. And the punctuation of this theme was also one of my favorite moments on the album. The final track, the outro, or not really the outro, it's kind of confusing, because there's a track titled the outro that isn't the last song, which is a whole nother discussion. But the final track, 1985, is kind of being perceived as a diss track towards these new wave rappers. I don't really see it that way. That's not really what it is. It's more of a cautionary tale warning them of the pitfalls that lie ahead if they keep on the track that they're on. Cole even admits that at their age, when he was first coming to the music industry, he was stuck on the same themes and the same kind of like shallow topics that they're on, and just kind of riding trends and doing whatever's hot to get your name out there and make some money. And he's saying that's not going to last. And he really, like, I mean, he suns these rappers on the entire track, but at the same time, he does avoid that like arrogance and pretentiousness that has always come into play with Cole's music. You always can listen to him and he just sounds like he's saying, I'm the best. I do hip hop the right way. You do it the wrong way. And he's kind of slowly admitted that he was wrong in that sense. And he's come back at the same topics he used to go after, but in a different manner with much less pretentiousness. And like I said, it's more of a cautionary tale, more of a helping hand than a diss track. So as you can tell, there's a lot of stuff to take away from this new Cole album, KOD. It manages to be intellectual and pack a lot of meaning while also being extremely entertaining with high replay value. That's a recipe for success. Yes, I'm a big Cole fan, but I still think, objectively, this is one of the best albums of the year. For me, best tracks would be Windowpane, The Cutoff, Once an Addict in 1985. My least favorite tracks are Motivate and Photograph, just because I felt like both those tracks were summed up by other better songs and were kind of left a little bit empty. I would recommend this album to you if you like Kendrick Lamar or Logic. And overall rating, I would give this a strong 8 out of 10, the highest of 8s. And so now we'll play two songs from KOD. I'm going to play The Cutoff. That's where he features his alter ego, Kill Edward. And you kind of see the two sides of Cole when he's trying to cope with his pain. And then I also play Windowpane, which is kind of like the Love Yours of KOD, where he realizes that amongst all his problems, there are people out there who have it worse, and that in the end, he is blessed. So these are my two favorite songs, The Cutoff and Windowpane by J. Cole from his album KOD.
I got some niggas that still owe me an apology. I'ma be the bigger man just like I always be. Eventually, but right now that's hard for me. I'm dreaming violent, I can't tolerate disloyalty. So I'ma see you when I see you, know that day coming. I pray that on that day you slip and say something. I never fantasize about murder cause I'm still sane. But I can't seem to fight this urge to make you feel pain. I know that vengeance is the Lord's and it's not for me. I know the punishment for you is that you not with me. You place your value on the bitches that you got with me. And now the bitches ask you daily why you not with me. I had to cut some people off cause they was using me. My heart is big, I wanna give too much and usually I send the bread and don't hit back for like 2 months now. You hit my phone, you need a loan, oh I'm a crutch now. I had to learn, I never had shit. You never would split, you was hood rich. I couldn't get a dollar from you, I remember that. It was blurry for a while, but now it's coming back, coming back.
Time will tell who is on my side. Time will tell just who is on my side. I mean well, but I can't stop my pride. Smoke, give me high, let me float. I'm a cloud, coming down, put me down, gentle now. Give me drink, give me dope. Bottom line, I can't go. If I die, I don't know. Give me drink, give me smoke, give me high, let me float. I'm a cloud, coming down, put me down, gentle now. Give me drink, give me dope. Bottom line, I can't go. If I die, I don't know.
I put my head to the sky, I sing. Grateful for the blessings you bring. Thank you for the ones I love. Forgive me for the times I was down and confused. I know what I reap is what I will sow. Once again I find myself back with you from my hell. All I ever wanted was to hit them bitches holla back. Get some money plus respect and now look I got all of that. All I wanna do is see my granny on the other side. All I wanna do is kill the man that made my mama cry. All I wanna do is touch a platinum plaque and celebrate. All I wanna do is keep my niggas out the yellow tape. All I wanna do is see my granny on the other side. All I wanna do is kill the man that made my mama
right
cry.
Right now I'm staring out the window of my range and contemplating, am I sane? Have I sacrifice for fame, my occupation's on my brain. Thought that I could change it all if I had changed. But the niggas that I came up with way back is still the same. I be trying to give them game like Santa did when Christmas came. They be listening but it's clear to me they did not hear a thing. It go in one ear and out the other like a bullet out the muzzle of a pistol shot by brother standing point blank range. Niggas bang in the ville, I always thought that shit was strange. How you claim blood or cuz when that was just a LA thing? I don't mean no disrespect towards your set, no, I'm just saying that it seemed like for acceptance niggas will do anything. Niggas will rep any gang, niggas will bust any head, niggas will risk everything. Point them out and then he dead, shooting up where his granny live. blow, blow. His granny duck, he don't give a fuck. He's on Henny and Danny Duck, blowing Tammy up. Bitch, when you gon' get them panties up? He gon' plant a seed, but best believe he ain't man enough. Just because your dick can spray semen, it don't mean that you ready to let go of your childish ways. The results are deadly, because that child will suffer, and that's what can most affect me. The little girl I met this past summer said, don't forget me, I won't forget you. How could I with all you went through? A bullet hit your cousin in temple while he was with you, and while you was talking, I was tearing up. Where's the tissue? If you was my sister, then I would kiss you and tell you that I'm sorry for the pain you had to live through. I know I'm blessed because your stress is realer than anything I done been through.
I put my head to the sky. I sing.
That was The Cutoff and Window Pane by J. Cole from KOD. I was a big fan of the album, would recommend it to just about anybody. But we do have more music that dropped on April the 20th, despite people obviously all focused on J. Cole and not too many other big names dropped. But one that did come out was Gate 13 by Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Amp Live. Del has actually been around for quite a while in the underground scene. He started out in like the early 90s. He's actually Ice Cube's cousin, which is crazy thinking about how many people know Ice Cube and how few people know Del the Funky Homo Sapien. But he kind of got his start helping write stuff for Ice Cube's early group, The Lynch Mob. He's from the West Coast. He dropped his album, collab album with Dan the Automator and a couple other guys, Deltron 3030 in 2000. That was highly regarded as one of the best underground albums like ever. So he is an established name. He has a lot of clout in like underground hip hop communities, but you may not have heard of him on like a primary mainstream stage. Amp Live is the producer for this album, a little bit younger of a guy, but also from the Bay Area in California. A lot of alternative type of sounds coming out of him, not your typical traditional instrumentation on a hip hop album, but they come together to make a weird and very funky album, Gate 13. The production and setting is tough to describe. I can really, like, the word that comes to mind is sci-fi, is how I would describe the sound of this album. You get a lot of, like, laser-like synths, some, like, extraterrestrial, like, spacey sounds. Just never feels like it was produced on the planet Earth, which is definitely kind of, like, a niche, dope sound to go for. And there's, like, even these transcendent, like, high-pitched, angel-like vocals backing up a few tracks, and it just adds to the feel. Very strange, very cool instrumentation. And Del raps like an alien himself. He has a very unique flow and delivery, very like whimsical, strange vocabulary choices, clever wordplay. You might not feel extremely comfortable listening to this album, but it does definitely have this weird energy, and it is entertaining. And this kind of character is kind of been Del's MO for a while, but it's on full display here. As an older MC, like I said, he got started in the early 90s. I was impressed to hear just how sharp he sounded on this album. Some real cutting bars, sharp jabs, very witty. I mean, it seemed like his pen game was right up there with his heyday. He wasn't taking on as big topics as he may have on Deltron 3030 or getting as woke on us, but it's still an entertaining album lyrically, and he comes out the gates swinging, just attacking rappers on Wheel of Fortune and The Glow, which is one of my favorite songs. Just comes out really hard-nosed, putting people in their place and just establishing himself as this overbearing, you cannot fuck with me, you cannot reach my level type of rapper, and it's very fun to listen to. The album does kind of jump around between serious tracks and more like stunt-based tracks like The Glow. We get this track Run Free, which leads with this intro where it's like this Yoda-like voice, which is just another thing that adds to the out-of-this-planet idea of the album, saying, picture a world where you can run free without a care in the world except getting caught. And I was like, damn, that is some deep shit right there. So out of nowhere, we just get this track where Del is kind of talking about the dynamic of being free, like feeling free, but not actually free. I mean, that sentence, picture where you can run free, but the only thing you're worried about is getting caught. Are you really running free? Like, it was crazy. And that's just out of nowhere. and he has a couple other tracks like that. It made for really up and down type of album. And then because you also just get these pure entertainment tracks like the Funk Rolla 3.0 and Funk Rolla 4.0 editions. I mean, Funk Rolla 3.0 is about a robot serving as an app for battle rappers who are too scared to rap. And there's actually like a freestyle verse in this robotic vocal effect. It's just very weird stuff, but it's going to make you laugh. And that's like a perfect summary of the album. Just really weird, but it's entertaining and you are going to laugh. And it was just a fun listen. I was caught off guard when all of a sudden like a Maroon 5 song broke out on Chili Sauce, which was like really groovy and dancey compared to everything else. Very light tone, and it didn't feel right. Seemed like there was no chemistry between Dell and the feature singer James Mello. But the album overall does have this cool, glitchy, spacey feel to it. I was not feeling a whole lot of replay value with this album. It's more of just a casual listen if you're looking for something new to kind of expand your horizons, your taste in music. Doesn't make a huge statement. It's just kind of a collection of tracks that jump around to a degree but are rooted in this, like I said, this extraterrestrial, like sci-fi sound. It's unexplainable, really, unless you listen to the album, which I'll play a few tracks so you'll see. But for what it is, it's great. It's just not going to blow you away. It's just kind of like an older, you know, rapper who's kind of saying, I'm still here. I can still put out some dope music and put out some hot verses. And my pen game is still fire, so don't mess with me. And that's kind of what Dell is doing here. Continuing his underground reign. I'm sure there's going to be some like old heads who are diehard Dell the Funky Homo Sapio fans that are going to like love this album. But for the average person, I don't know if I would recommend it to a whole lot of people. The best tracks on here, I would say The Glow, Help, Run Free, and Sit Your Ass Down. Worst tracks, Chili Sauce and Get Some of This. I would recommend if you like Cool Keith, Run the Jewels, or JPEG Mafia. Overall rating, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 because for what it is, it certainly delivers. For the right crowd, this is going to be amazing. And for most people, it might be eh. So I'll play two tracks, kind of let you guys decide. My two favorites were The Glow and Help. So I'm going to play those two from Gate 13 by Dell the Funky Homo Sapien and Amp Live. Here we go.
Funk pimpin', that's my name and mo. Funk pimpin', whatever I say go, they know. If not, they gon' find out. Pipe down, on my treat, they get the buyout. It's my house, it ain't built with sticks and rocks. The big bad wolf tickets won't blow the bricks apart. Interception, I'm gone about 50 yards. No field goal, go home and kick some rocks. They get distraught, trying to switch the mark. I know where I put the shit down, my shit's the bomb. Let's go, death hole, stretch your limbs out like Plastic Man. And launch their ass like elastic bands. That's a slingshot, everything I bring hot. One touch will melt they ass just like a ring pop. Only the chosen few get into the mode I use. They be overused, therefore they just disposable. I scub with the roof on top of your house. That's a trash can, last stand, they not coming out. Surrogate parent, it's apparent, I'm sonning them now. Check the calendar, Father's Day, you honor me now. Don't get lost in the glow, the glamour, the glitz. You just work here, you don't know who the manager is. Don't get lost in the glow, the glamour, the glitz. Better steer clear, all you gon' do is crash in the whip. But don't get lost in the glow, the glamour, the glitz. You'll get nowhere if you go with that crap that you kick. It God appear and bestow some miraculous twist. Then you get cheer and you hold up your rap into this. Nowhere, man, all you was a troll of the Beatles. Think you hold the world on the shoulders. You know that you're feeble, very funny, dummy. Think you cold, but no one believe you. Come visit to the North Pole, you know it'll freeze you. That Sub-Zero tried too hard to be a weirdo. That ain't really you. No sense of style. I sense your style is false. Something fishy. I could pick up the scent for miles. Infantile. What I expect from a simple child. And you can see how we different now. This is how it's done. I don't give a fuck. Let they mouth run. It's not about how they front. It's about the outcome. How dumb can they all remain? Left back, they can't walk the stage. What they call a game, I play hard and score the most. They give themselves extra points for lower goals. I don't know what's the point, they show both. Perpetrating like they rich, you know you broke.
and you know it's true. I could see the hoe in you, pimp by the bandwagon, do what they told you to. Don't get lost in the glow, in the glamour, the glitz. You just work here.
London Live, welcome you into the light.
I strike the empire back, give the enemy action. The force ain't with you, it's against you. We hit them with blasters. By my hand solo, fly like Millennium Falcon. Breach the Death Star, their defenses is really what's cracking. Really what's cracking. I make it happen tonight. Whooping ass, then they wanna shake hands after the fight. Rappers act too good for rap because they ain't actually nice. Believe in their own hype, act like they practically nine. Too simplistic, you see we futuristic. We introduce the system, got they computer tripping. Confusing niggas, they don't know what to do. Bring them down to earth, ain't no one looking up to you. It's nothing new. Time will tell why they designed to fail. Trying to spy and snoop, keep an eye on yourself. They blind as hell, thinking they blazing trail, smelling like burning trash, so they should fry in hell. They get the foot in the door, I'ma slam it shut. Try to break their ankle, thank you, don't try to cut. You stay in line, you wait in line. Take a number, be patient, don't blame the line. Don't blame the game, ain't nothing wrong with the game. Acting like you anybody, somebody wanting the game. Squeeze a circle in the square, you don't belong in the game. To keep it funky, really, you be what's wrong with the game.
That was The Glow and Help by Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Amp Live from Gate 13. I don't know, I'll let you guys call that one. I'm kind of feeling it, though. I like it. I think it's kind of a cool feel, extraterrestrial type shit going on. I'm with it. But more importantly, we got to talk about the man grabbing headlines, Kanye West. Kanye mania has descended upon us. It's Kanye, Kanye, Kanye. Everyone's talking about him. Every media company wants to get interviews with him. There's video servicing left and right. His Twitter game will not cease. He's announcing music left and right, rocking Make America Great Again hats, supporting Trump, implying slavery was a choice, just pissing everybody off. What is going on? Well, let me drop something real quick on you. So he was out for like a year, pretty much silent, saying he was in the quote-unquote sunken place. Then he announces new music, and conveniently, like a week later, all hell breaks loose, and his name's everywhere. That's called a marketing scheme. Kanye is kind of a genius. He does this all the time. We should be better than this. He says he's a genius, which attracts our attention. We say, oh, no, you're not a genius. And then he drops music, and we all listen to it. It's like we dupe ourselves into buying it every time without ever knowing we're buying it, which is just crazy. Now, I know that Kanye is not just saying random things completely out of blue that he doesn't believe to bring attention to his name. Of course not. He does things for a reason. He's a calculated guy. But I think primarily this is a marketing scheme. But let's look at some of the stuff he said. First off, he's come out as a huge supporter of Trump, wearing Make America Great Again gear, tweeting his support for Trump. When he's being pressed about it, he still backs him. He's not backing down. But one thing is, I haven't heard him say too much about his politics. I think more than anything, he just relates to the guy. They're both narcissists, self-proclaimed geniuses. Every little thing they do, the media blows it up out of proportion. I honestly think he might just connect with him, like sympathize with him a little bit. I mean, there was a lot of people who were friends with Trump or fans of Trump, and then all of a sudden he runs for office, and people are like, oh, you support all of his policies or whatever? And it's like, that's not necessarily always the case. I think Kanye just respects his fearlessness to do anything and say anything and be whoever he wants to be. And while those have served kind of as negatives for both of them at times in their careers, it also kind of defines who they are, and I think Kanye just connects with that. And on top of it, the man Kanye West has always just been looking to challenge conventional thought. He did it on a bunch of his early albums. It's kind of what vaulted him into the position he's in. And the conventional thought right now is that Trump sucks and he's an ignorant fool. And so Kanye's obviously going to stand on the other side and call him a genius for doing so. It's just what he does. Now, there is one thing he said that I can't explain. I can't forgive him for. He definitely went too far when he implied that slavery was a choice. That's a bold statement, and one I don't think you can find anyone to back up. He's like, man, 400 years of slavery, that kind of sounds like a choice. Dude, I don't think that was a choice. Like, come on. And it's crazy thinking, like, everything that he just, like, tore down with that statement is where he spent, like, his whole career building up. Like, he's been a leading voice for, like, black people and culture for, like, 2 decades now. Or not really, like, 1 decade, but still. He's, like, a pioneer of that. He stands up for all those people all the time. And then he makes a statement like that, and we just can't explain it. Sometimes it's just his ego gets to him and he tries to say too many things against common thought. And I mean, it's never going to catch up with him because he thinks he's a genius. It just never will. And that's just the way he's always going to live it. He'll be like, just wait 15 years, then you'll see I was right. I doubt it on this one, though. We also learned that Kanye, at the height of his craziness last year, he was on tour. He was taking shots at Kid Cudi, Jay-Z, just wilding out randomly in the middle of his shows, missing shows due to health reasons. He confirmed that that was due to a drug addiction. Apparently, he got liposuction and got hooked on painkillers, and he felt like he had no control. He blamed a lot of stuff he did in the like past year or so on the painkillers and the addiction, which I'll kind of give him a pass. Like, he was going to say crazy stuff anyways, so it's not really even that big of a deal. But if that was really the case, obviously he missed a lot of shows, presumably missed out on a lot of money. I don't think he would do that as a stunt. I don't think this is a cover-up at all. So we'll take him for his word on that. But he's finally out of the quote-unquote sunken place, and I'm sure that was what he was referring to with his painkiller addiction. He just didn't want to say it. But bottom line, Kanye is everywhere. His name's everywhere. Every editorial's running everything that I'm talking about right here every day. He's flying people out to, like, his recording studio out in, like, wherever it is, Wyoming or something, trying to get people to go out there and have conversations with him and do interviews. He showed up at, like, the TMZ headquarters the other day. He's trying to get on, like, every radio station. And bottom line, I think you just got to do the math. His album is dropping in 1 month. There's a reason he's doing all this. If he didn't have music coming, would he be doing this? I doubt it. There's no way. That being said, I'm still hyped for his album, and I'm going to listen to it regardless. But eventually these antics, even though he won't perceive it this way, will catch up to him. People are going to get tired of his egotistical, narcissistic ways. I still love Kanye. I still vibe with everything he talks about, saying he's just being himself, doing whatever he feels, free thought, all that stuff. That's cool, but it just might catch up to him one day. We did, however, get some music out of this whole fiasco going down, and that is our song of the week, the Kanye and T.I. Ye vs. the People track that dropped. And this is T.I. flying out to Kanye saying, man, you're my brother, let's have a conversation, let's figure it out. Apparently they talked for like a whole day, and then they went to the recording booth and made this track, and it's pretty much back and forth commentary. T.I. is pretty much on the side of the people saying, what is going on? Why are you making all these claims? You're crazy. Like, don't you see all the consequences and damage you're doing? And Ye's kind of trying to back himself. It's over just like almost too classic of a Kanye beat. It's like this sampled soulfulness, almost like he put too much effort into producing this beat that just serves as like a commentary between two guys. Like, it's like the most Kanye thing ever. To have, like, this random, I recorded this track in 1 hour thing, and it has, like, a crazy beat on it that, like, very few other people could make. It's just so Kanye to do that. But pretty much T.I.'s questioning him, trying to understand where he's coming from and understand the damage and make Kanye understand the damage of his words. Kanye's defending himself. So Ye vs. the People, that's our song of the week to kind of cap off this whole just craziness surrounding Kanye West. So here we go. Song of the week, Ye vs. the People by Kanye and T.I.
Obama was 7 cents, but ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president.
Yeah, you can, and what call though? Don't it go against the teachers that Ye taught for?
Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk though, but ain't going against the grain everything I fought for?
Probably so, Ye, but where you trying to go with this? It's some shit you just don't align with, and don't go again.
You just reading the headlines, you don't see the fine print. You on some choosing side shit, I'm on some unified shit.
It's bigger than your selfish agenda. If your election ain't gonna stop police from murdering niggas, then shit.
Bruh, I never ever stopped fighting for the people. Actually wearing the hat to show people that we equal.
You gotta see the vantage point of the people. What makes you feel equal makes them feel evil.
See, that's the problem with this damn nation. All blacks gotta be Democrats, man. We ain't made it off the plantation.
Fuck who you choose as your political party. You represent dudes that seem cruel and cold-hearted. With blatant disregard for the people who put you in position. Don't you feel an obligation to them?
I feel an obligation to show people new ideas. And if you want to hear them, they go to right here. Make America great again. Had a negative perception. I took it, wore it, rocked it, gave it a new direction. Added empathy, caring, love, and affection. And y'all simply questioning my methods.
What you willing to lose for the point to be proved? This shit is stubborn, selfish, bullheaded, even for you. You wore a dusty-ass hat to represent the same view. But white supremacy, man, we expect better from you. How them times you sound crazy, we defended you, homie. Not just to be let down when we depend on you, homie. Hell, why it's important to know what direction you going now? Cause everything that you built can be destroyed, torn down.
You think I ain't concerned about how I affect the past? I mean, I had stayed in my closet like about a year and a half. Then one day I was like, fuck it, I'ma do me. I was in the sunken place and then I found a new me. Not worried about some image that I gotta keep up. Lot of people agree with me, but they too scared to speak up.
The greater good of the people at first. Have you considered all the damage and the people you hurt? You had a bad idea and you making it worse. This shit just as bad as Catholic preachers raping in church.
Y'all been leading with hate. See, I just approach it different, like a gang truce. The first blood to shake a Crip's hand. I know everybody emotional. Is it better if I rap about crack, huh? Cause it's cultural? Or how about I'ma shoot you? Or fuck your bitch? Or how about all this Gucci? Cause I'm fucking rich?
You did regard for the lack of respect. Starting to make it seem like Donnie cut you a check. Now you're toying with high lava, babe. Be careful with that. What's it mean to gain the world if you ain't standing for shit? Okay, I gotta say it, yeah. You sound high as a bitch. Your genocide and slavery, we should just try and forget. And all the free thought shit, find a better defense. But if you just stuck in your way, we can leave it at that. Fuck it.
All right, Tip, we could be rapping about this all day, man. Why don't we just cut the beat off and let the people talk?
So there it is. Kanye's cutting the beat off and letting the people talk on Ye vs. the People featuring T.I. And just as a song, I think it's like a dope idea to make a track like this where it's like a conversation, but you just put it into musical form. And I don't think much was lost with them trying to make words rhyme or nothing like that. Like, these are two very proficient MCs. I don't think there was any lack of substance due to the fact they had to make it a song style instead of a legitimate conversation. So it was really interesting to me to listen to. And yeah, it's a great marketing scheme by the great Kanye West, Do Not Sleep. That album's coming out June 1st, the Kanye album. I don't think we have a title yet. It might be called Love Everybody or something like that, Love Everyone. He tweeted something like that, but I don't really take his tweet serious. It could be something completely different, but that's the rumor. But some new music that we know we're getting and that we did get, we have some new music announcements. Last week, April 27th, we got Beer Bongs and Bentleys from Post Malone, Until Death Call My Name by Youngboy NBA, 9-1 by Retro, and Chapter 1 The Arrow EP by Andy Mineo. We will be talking about that Post Malone and I don't know, probably the YoungBoy NBA project next episode, so look forward to that. You can download and listen on whus.org/talk, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. And coming tomorrow, May 4th, we are getting way too much Race Remembered. Like three times as much Race Remembered than we really need. But we are getting Srem Life 3 by Race Remembered. But we also are getting a solo album from Sway Lee titled Swaycation and Gym Introduction by Slim Jimmy. So we're getting the duo's album and both of their solo albums on the same day. It's going to be way too much Race Remembered for me, but I will try to listen to it. We're also getting Book of Ryan by Royce da 5'9", which I'm really excited about. Simi by Blockboy JB. You'll recognize his name from Look Alive featuring Drake, one of the hottest singles to drop this year, Been Everywhere. And that's really all I've heard from him. And so now his album's coming out. Hopefully it's good. Who knows? Then we also have G-Host by Styles P, the Lox OG. So we'll see what we get there. A lot of music coming out. And we're still not even to the summer, where Kanye has his whole lineup of self-produced albums coming out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, we got to get through all this Race Remembered. So if you love him, good for you. If you don't, I would maybe stay off of your streaming service for the next week or so, because they're going to dominate everywhere. You're going to see their name everywhere, and it will be too much. It'll be like Migos 2.0 when they dropped Culture 2. But that's all we got for today on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. You know what we do here, keeping you up to date on hip-hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French, and I will see you guys next week talking about that Post Malone and YoungBoy NBA. Thanks for listening. I'll see you then. Peace.